always good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, today we're going to talk about olderpreneurship. It's a new word, perhaps, for many of you out there. It certainly was for me. Catherine Collinson's always teaching me new things here as we discuss retirement trends. But olderpreneurship refers to a growing phenomenon in the United States whereby those age 55 to 64 are venturing out on their own as entrepreneurs. Now, this represents almost 26% of total entrepreneurs now. And if you know, for comparison's sake, the same group in 20 years ago represented only about 14-15% of all startups, those in that age category, 55 to 64. Catherine Collinson, of course, who leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is here to discuss this growing trend of older American entrepreneurs. Catherine, what did you learn?
This is certainly an exciting new trend, and for many reasons. We're all living longer, and as we've seen in our research over and over, people are looking for opportunities to extend their working lives beyond 65 and to stay active and involved. The challenge is employment opportunities. And when we look at the labor force statistics, we see fewer and fewer opportunities employment related for those 55 and older. So olderpreneurship is a really exciting proposition where somebody, you got to plan it carefully, can chart their own course with careful planning to be their own boss at some point in time after age 50 or after age 55. However, it requires careful planning, and there are some pitfalls to be avoided.
Right. Well, let's talk about those so that we like to make sure folks have their eyes wide open as they look at retirement planning at any stage and what they should be doing and considering. How do these older entrepreneurs compare to the younger counterparts? Or I imagine the benefit of experience is certainly there, the perspective and, understanding for how things work versus so perhaps they approach it more practically. And again, with the benefit of life experience. But what are some of the other areas that you've seen that how they compare to the younger?
To your point, more experience, also broader networks, more time to have met more people over the course of their working careers. So that can be a real advantage as well. And people who have strong technical expertise in their field that are true subject matter experts are also going to be better positioned to be olderpreneurs than their younger counterparts. However, one of the big areas for olderpreneurs, look before you leap, is to not risk the ranch, so to speak, in terms of your retirement savings. Younger entrepreneurs have the benefits of time to recover if they suffer any major financial setbacks. So olderpreneurs need to be much more mindful of how they invest in their olderpreneurship as not to risk their retirement.
Very quickly, what resources are out there for those who are in that stage of life and considering venturing out on their own?
A couple of terrific resources are AARP, so visit aarp.org, and the U.S. Small Business Administration also has resources for startups of all ages, but special attention on workers or future startups age 50 and older.
Terrific. That's all we have time for here on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.